This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Boomer, I want to show you the type of attention I'm getting here.
I'm going to put the camera
over here to these guys that are taping a tablecloth to the wall.
Yeah, look at that, man. Those guys are reactionary. I like it.
They're moving. They're jumping down off the window, taping it up. And look, they found me a black tablecloth as well, which is even better. So I think I'm all good now.
How does the guy not have blinds on his window?
I don't know. I mean, I didn't have blinds for a very long time. You know what it is? Chip issues, I think, in the blinds.
It's chip issues? Yeah. Well, I mean, you had a problem. I understand there was supply chain stuff going on.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, you would think that blinds would be in the window of a country club.
You would think, but that's not the way they do it here. They want everybody. It's a very welcoming place.
Right,
and
is that that's black doors behind you, or is that gray?
No, that's black. It's straight black closet doors.
Okay,
so it's black doors all over the place here.
Okay,
they're using duct tape.
They use duct tape there.
Yes, yeah. They got they duct taped black tablecloths to the windows, just like that. It's amazing. The service you get here at Bellport is just absolutely spectacular. But I appreciate it. Look, now I'm not all lit up anymore. Look how great this looks.
It's perfect. And by the way, who says you can't go home again?
Yeah, I know. I'm back here in Bellport. Very tough driving in here. It was a long commute coming from Sayville. I didn't recognize anything that was here now that I moved to Sayville. No, but it's perfect. It's great. I'm happy that I'm here and the whole thing. And I really did help because I got home at 11:45. And if I was thinking about, you know, waking up at 3:15, 3:30, and then driving into the city. So thank you, Spike Eskin, for allowing me to do this. He wasn't happy. I actually had to like really convince him. He wasn't happy about this.
Well, I got to do this next week for my golf tournament.
Well, that's how I got him to say yes.
Yes, okay, good. So you leveraged me. I like it.
I did. I said, well, you know, Boomer's doing it, so I'm going to do it today. What do you think, Spike? He's like, okay, I'll tell you yes this one time. But if you try to pull this again, absolutely not. That's what he said.
Well, what I got to say, though, is as you found out last night and I found out last night, it's actually good to interact with people again.
Oh, my goodness. You know, that's what Marcus Luttrell said, who was the lone survivor. And if you've seen the movie, read the book, he's the one who wrote the book. He was the one who was there with Michael Murphy and the other SEALs who had passed away, and he was the one who made it through. Marcus Luttrell, the speech he gave last night was exactly that, which was, you know, I went into the pandemic one person, I came out of it another person, and one thing that I forgot was how much I missed all of you. And he goes, I didn't really think that, you know, I would have missed people that much. But, you know, when you walk around here and everybody with the respect that he gets and the accolades and the love that is thrown his way, I mean, it's amazing that we went through four cancellations of that event before we finally had it last night. And I understand, you know, not everything's perfect with COVID right now, but there were four cancellations and everybody was there last night, and it was absolutely spectacular. But you're right, yeah, interacting with people is important. Not only for you know, reasons with the economy that we talk about so much, but for your own mental well-being, being around people, interacting, talking, meeting with new people, shaking a hand or two. It's vital to our mental well-being. I will say that.
You know, I will say that at least you and I and Al and Eddie and Jerry, at least we had the studio last year, and I also had NFL Today. So that was great. The interaction there was great. So we had a little bit of normalcy. But now all of a sudden, even though it doesn't feel normal for some reasons, for other reasons, it does feel normal. Now, yesterday, I almost got hit by another biker.
Oh, going the wrong way in the bike lane again?
Now, can you explain something to me?
Sure, I'll try.
I don't know how many bikers and DoorDashers and delivery guys there are out on the street, and God bless them, they're out there making money, they're trying to make a living. And
Hundreds of thousands of them.
All right, I'm all for it. And every single one of them has got an electric bike that goes 35 miles an hour. And they're going the wrong way on the bike lanes. And then when you see the bike lanes, there are restaurants that are now built into the bike lanes.
Yep.
As you understand. And that's where I almost got hit. I was trying to cross the street in between two restaurants that are built out into the street that are built on top of the bike lanes. And as I was walking across the street, because I had the white hand on the crossing sign.
Sure.
I'm just walking across the street and, you know, I'm looking left because I'm looking at cars going south. And all of a sudden, here comes a biker, like, literally 6 inches in front of me going about 30 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Now he obviously saw me, and he figured that he could get in front of me before I got to the curb.
Yeah.
But he had to negotiate two restaurants built into the street over the bike lanes.
Yeah, but why are they still in the street? There's no restrictions anymore outside of the fact that you have to be vaccinated. But it's not like unvaccinated people sit outside, or do they? Is that a thing? Like unvaccinated people sit outside the street?
I think if you decide to get a reservation in any one of these restaurants, they'll ask you outdoor or indoor for your own comfort and, I guess, peace of mind, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, but they never had outdoor seating until they started building these structures in the street.
Right.
And now you're making an open table reservation within the street?
Yes.
Like, where would you like to sit, sir? In the structure hastily built in the street?
So all these restaurants have doubled their size. Because now you can eat inside.
Yeah. Okay.
But I don't know. This is the third time in the last month where I've almost been hit by a biker going the wrong way, negotiating a restaurant in the street on the bike lane.
I hate to tell you this, but you're going to get hit one of these days. You're going to get clipped. They keep missing you by like inches.
Yeah, there's no way that they can't see me. I mean, they see me, so that's obvious.
Well, of course. You're the 6'4", tall Norwegian presence.
Right.
You know what it is? It's like you're like a center of gravity.
Like, I'm just trying to think like how I'm going to react when I do get hit.
You're going to have to settle it. You're going to get hit. You're going to dust yourself off. And then you're going to have to beat that person down, if it's a man. That's what's going to have to happen. You're going to have to give him a swift punch to the face and say, hey, balloon face, this is the deal. You have to follow the rules. Do not go the wrong way in the bike lane. All right? I shouldn't even be looking that way because you're not supposed to be going that way 40 miles an hour in your stupid electric bike with your food in the back to bring to some lazy person.
Do you think the dingbat as a mayor sits in an office and they say, okay, this is what we're doing. We're building bike lanes and living rooms all over the city. Mm-hmm. Fine. Beautification projects, I'm all for it. Great. But now we're going to expand our restaurants into the streets, into the bike lanes, and we're not going to basically pay attention to what the bikers are doing in the bike lanes.
Huh. Yeah. I mean, but this is what's so funny to me. Like, I tell you this all the time. There is nobody's going to follow these rules ever because you see some of the stuff that's going on in the city that people are getting away with. Why would you follow any simple pedestrian or bike lane rules? Like, there's these bus lanes on Kenmare when I come over the Williamsburg Bridge that are specific, just bus only. But the other lanes are filled with cars, so I'm in the bus only lane. I'm not following the rules. I'll tell you right now because I'm like, who's going to stop me?
I've been in the bus lane before.
I mean, there's 50 million panhandlers that are basically punching through my window at every red light. And nobody's stopping them, and I'm supposed to adhere to your bus lane rules?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
DOT, baby. Department of Transportation.
Yeah.
We're transportating things all over the place.
Transportating.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll be over here transportating things. By the way, did you see that the 33-year-old man in the Bronx got stabbed in the butt on the D train? Did you see that story?
Yeah, I heard Jerry and Al talking about that in the warm-up show today.
Yeah, Sunday night, stabbed right in the butt.
And Al said, you know, if you're going to get stabbed, you need to get stabbed in the butt. And I'm like, what?
Well, like, in the butt cheek, yeah. I wouldn't say, like, in the butt hole.
Well, for guys like you and Eddie, that wouldn't be a problem. But maybe for a guy like Al, it would go right through him.
Yeah, for me, it wouldn't be good. It would hit my bone.
Yeah, it would hit your bone, and that would hurt.
Yeah, sure would. You got a flat ass now, don't you, Al?
Yeah. I'd probably be best getting, like, stabbed in my... my side belly, my peanut butter belly.
Now, I heard you guys talking about this morning. Why did this catch your fancy? Because, you know, people are getting stabbed all over the place.
Just because it was, because the headline said man stabbed in the butt.
Oh, okay.
That's what caught my eye.
Of course. Yeah, to ask that question, Boomer.
And then he was okay. Like, if he died from a butt wound, I wouldn't have done it.
Yeah, no. There's but, no you know, major arteries no. in your butt, right? No.
He'll look back on it and laugh probably in a couple of years.
Oh, yeah, you think so? You don't think he's going to have, like, PTSD over the whole thing?
No.
No?
No, not a butt stabbing.
Have you ever been a victim of a crime of such significance?
Not of that significance, no.
Because that's the other problem that happens. You're a victim of a crime like that. Now, all of a sudden, mentally, you are in a different place than you were prior to the crime. Like, you want people out of jail. I get all that stuff. But once you become the victim of said crime... then all things change in your life.
I want people in jail. I don't want people out of jail. I want more people in jail.
Who wants people out of jail? You just
I don't know.
You want people
I don't
out
know.
Of jail.
Jerry Nadler and AOC and all the you know the freak,
I thought you were
the
talking
freak
about
show
us.
That represents New York City and New York State.
Hey, was the guy that was doing the stabbing, did he try to stab the guy in the butt, or was it an accidentally was like trying to go over his back and then
no, I think the guy bumped into him on the train, and so then he decided, oh, you bump into me, I'll stab you right in the butt. So I think because they were like so close together, the butt is what he was going for.
Well, that's kind of nice, though. Like, he could have stabbed him, you know, he could have slit his throat, he could have stabbed him in the chest, he could have gone after his face. It was kind of nice of the guy to stab him in the butt. You ask me.
But I think he thought he could have stabbed him in the butt and get away before anyone knew there was a stabbing.
But no, it didn't work out that way.
And this is all because the guy bumped into him?
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, was it do you know what kind of bump it was? Was it like just a little bump?
But I think it was a little bump.
Was turning and he just kind of leaned into him.
Yeah,
or
I think it was a little bump.
Little bump butt stabbing.
Yeah.
That's the subway for you. If someone's not shaking poop out of their butt, they're
stabbing
somebody else.
And you're the one that's always accusing me of reading negative news.
No, this is a positive story.
Oh, it is?
The guy got a... Yeah, it's positive. Total positive story. Because it could have been a really, really bad situation and ended up being just a little bit of a butt stabbing and you move on. That's it. This is great. This is not doom scrolling. This is a feel-good story.
So how would you... if you got butt stabbed, you would just move on?
Would I move on in what way?
I don't know. It sounds like
you're
saying,
mentally.
Hey, you're moving on. You're moving on from a butt stabbing. I don't know how on from that.
No, I mean, I would probably go and make sure that my tetanus shot was up to date. I don't know what type of knife is penetrating my butt. And then I would also say that, I'd want the guy to be punished as well. I'd try to find a cop and say, listen, this guy just stabbed me in my butt, and I would like you to do something about it. I wouldn't just move on. But I'd feel better about me getting stabbed in the butt as opposed to getting like my face slashed or a dagger in my eyeball. I mean, come on. So this and the guy's okay. Guy's totally fine. Hmm. I mean, what do you want? I mean, would you like a worse story?
I don't want a worse story, but it's a bad story. Is what I'm saying. Al's saying it's a feel good story. I'm like, it's not a feel good story.
Not feel good, but there's no lingering injuries other than the butt stab itself. It's
and whatever mental lingering injuries he may have.
I didn't consider that part, but that's true.
Oh yeah, that's true. The mental anguish.
Yes. Have you ever been a victim of a crime? Stabbing.
I was a victim of a crime in New York, not a physical crime, but I was running to try to catch a late train, and I know I was set up, and I didn't realize it till afterwards. I'm running to catch this train, and a guy gets in my way. And so I bump him. He's on the street running towards Penn Station.
Okay.
And he goes, And then he had in his pocket, his front pocket, a pair of broken glasses. He goes, you broke my glasses, which I know this was like a setup.
Oh, yeah.
He goes, these glasses are like $100. Give me $100. Or I go, I'm not giving you $100. But I was in such a rush to get to my trains. It was the last train out of the city.
You gave him $100?
I didn't have $100, but I gave him probably $40. And as I ran, and then as I land, yes, it was intimidating. It was a dark street in New York City. As I got on the train, I was like, I think I just scammed. So, yes, I was a victim of a crime.
Wait a second. What did this guy clearly you thought could beat you up?
Yeah, oh, yes.
Was physically imposing.
Correct.
Okay. All right.
On a dark street in Manhattan at the last hour of the night.
How long ago was this?
This was in like 2003. I remember the year.
Oh, okay. So it was before you worked here.
Yeah, before I worked here.
Yes.
2003, though. Yeah.
Same situation happens tomorrow. What are you doing?
I'll say, let's call the cops, and the cops can arrest me.
And why didn't you do that then?
I don't know. Because you know why? Because I needed to get to that train. I was legitimately, if I missed that train, it's one of those situations.
How about this? Go buy yourself another pair of glasses. I'll see you later. I'm catching my train. Goodbye.
Then he would have went. Then what?
Well, then you got a real crime on your hand.
Right.
You know, and then maybe you can sue and get a little couple shekels.
Yeah.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
I mean, it's so big and ridiculous. Is the cruise industry back, like, post-COVID? Are people actually on cruises again?
I think you have to be vaccinated.
That's the deal? So you have to be vaccinated to be on the cruise? I
believe so. That's one of these big Norwegian cruise line ships.
Oh, my God.
I think it's massive.
Look at that slide at the top. That's pretty cool.
You know, let me explain something to you.
Yeah.
I see that thing, and all I see is just like, that would be a major headache being on that.
They're actually fun. I haven't done it in a long time, but they are fun.
Told you, I went on the maiden voyage of the Disney Magic, and I wanted to just absolutely jump off.
You're Boomer Esiason.
Yeah, right, exactly, because you're stuck there with a bunch of people going, hey, Boomer, remember me? Hey, I met you in 1978, or was it 79? Maybe it was 80. But anyway, do you remember me? Me and my brother, this is my brother Frank. You remember Frank? Remember Frank used to do that thing where he'd laugh and then the water would come out of his nose? And you're like, oh my God, get me out of here. I mean, that's why you can't go on a cruise, because everybody knows who the hell you are.
Yo, so you remember that whole rigmarole with Tony Romo going to Vegas to do something?
The fantasy sports he was doing.
And the NFL wouldn't let him do it while he was playing for the Cowboys. Well, we used to be able to do, like, get paid a lot of money to go on cruise ships back in the 80s.
And there were casinos on cruise ships, no?
Yes. Once you get into international waters, it's basically a casino. And the NFL wouldn't let us do it.
What's a lot of money? I'm curious. Like, back in the
80s. Back then, $50,000.
$50,000 to just chill on a cruise ship?
Well, $50,000 to go on a cruise ship.
Room.
hide my room, right? Exactly.
Oh, my God.
But think about that, though. But you got everything was so you were first-class cabin, the whole bit. And you got about $50,000 to go on one. If I remember correctly, it was about $50,000.
Cash?
No.
I don't know if they're handing you an envelope.
No, they're handing you a check that you have to pay taxes on.
Oh, well, I don't know. Okay. But I'm just curious. I thought maybe, you know, a little under the table type of thing. Get the football players in here, stack of cash, hand it over to you.
No.
Cruise ship, Disney, we love it.
At risk of completely boring everybody, but it's a quick question. If you've got to pay taxes when you play on your game check for the city you're in, if you're on a cruise ship where very little time is actually in the United States, how much of that are you actually paying to the U.S.? Because it's international waters.
I don't remember, but back then it was like, you know, the tax rate was up around 50%.
All right.
Jesus. So really, it was $25,000 you were getting.
Yeah.
But add in all the freebies for the week, so that's the other 25 made up right there.
Yeah, I don't know.
We made 50 grand.
What would be the number now, Boomer, to get you on that cruise ship?
This would be good.
If I could take you guys with me, I would consider it.
Oh, okay, but that's not what I asked you.
You know, because I think
what's
you guys,
the number?
You guys could be like, you know, chum.
The WFAN
like
cruise.
Bunker chunks.
Yes. Bunker chunks.
Yes. You ever, Greg, have you ever been on a cruise?
No, not right, ever.
So, I know Al has because I think he proposed and she almost left him at sea once. I'm pretty sure that's, or she left him in Aruba or something. The one time, I like the couple times we went on cruises, both times there was that one couple that would go and find the naked part of the island that you would be on. And they would walk by and you'd be like, wow, you can't look at them anymore the rest of the week without thinking of them nude. Eddie would be that guy in Aruba. Eddie would be the one that would go just be at peace with himself, take all his clothes, and walk nude around St. Thomas.
Excuse me while I let my twig and berries out.
Come on. Oh, that would be
you can't do this stuff to me, Jerry. I've told you, I've got a very vivid imagination.
Yeah, well, so now think of Eddie naked.
Yeah, with his gait that he has when he walks to that.
Just strolling along the hair, the ocean.
The hair is definitely down, not in the ponytail.
Oh yeah, 100%. Look, Mom, it's Jesus. No, guys, that's Eddie Scazzeri. Relax.
It's Jesus with an insulin pump. Crazy.
Yeah, right, exactly.
It's diabetes Jesus, Dad.
Diabetes Jesus.
All right. What happened in sports, Jerry?
That sounds like a good name for a musical group. Diabetes Jesus.
At Odyssey's Beach Bash, Diabetes Jesus opens up for Modest Mouse.
And Willow. All right, powered by Superbook. Now open with better odds and favorable prices. Yankees, Rangers last night, and the Rangers pretty much rolled over and died.
Urshela hits a ground ball to second, and he boots it. He boots it. Here comes the run. Torres, the throw home is in time. No, he's safe. They called him safe.
Yes, they did. John Sterling, pretty interesting call. John, nice slide. John Sterling with the call on the fan. Yes, very nice. On the fence, 7-3, the final score as the Yankees beat the Rangers. Not only did Gleyber Torres score that run, he also had the go-ahead RBI double prior to it. And then Gary Sanchez capped the scoring with a two-run homer. All is good in Yankee land.
Aaron, how would you define this victory in this fashion tonight?
I thought it was gritty.
Yeah.
Gritty
Yankees last
against
night.
The
they were down
3-0.
Rangers. I understand, but they, they won all three games.
We got 9 games left for the Yankees. This is it. They're all playoff games. Every single one of these is a playoff game. What is their record in these 9 games, G?
Their record in these 9 games?
And what does it have to be in order for them to get into the playoffs?
They have to be 7-2.
I'd go 6-3.
Telling you, you see the Blue Jays who they're playing, man. They're going to feast when they're not playing the Yankees.
You're right.
7-2.
What about the Red Sox? What does their schedule look like?
They have the Yankees.
Well, true. Then after that.
Don't they have the Nationals in there?
Yeah,
I
think they do. You're right. You're right. 7-2 might, that might not even be good enough.
That's the point. It's like, all right, you're playing these guys straight up. That's one thing. But who are they playing when they're done? And so the Red Sox end up with at the Orioles and at the Nationals.
That's awesome.
So they're going to struggle, is what you're saying.
And then I was telling you the
Blue Jays.
Yeah, the Blue Jays. Thank you, Jerry. I appreciate that. As I'm looking for them, they have Minnesota in there. It ain't looking good. Let's put it that way.
No, but right now they are where they need to be.
There's some comfort in knowing that, you know, we don't have to get help from anyone else. We don't have to look to anyone else. It's on us.
Got to go win games.
Right. So Toronto has Minnesota the next four, and then they play the Yankees for three, and then they have Baltimore.
Oof. Ah, awesome. That's who they've been. He's going to be breaking out his shirt before the season's over.
Right, so there is no question that the Yankees by far have the hardest remaining schedule. Not even close.
No, you're absolutely right. No doubt. So they're 86-67. They have that half game lead, but you just highlighted the schedule. They are off tomorrow, tonight, and then in Boston tomorrow against the Red Sox. Now, they passed the Blue Jays because they lost to the Rays 7-1. Remember the stuff with Kevin Kiermaier and the note card and all that stuff. So you had this in the ninth inning, or the eighth inning, whatever it was, yesterday.
Three outs away ninth from probably popping some champagne. And Kiermaier hit by the pitch from Baruchy. Up and in. And Kanke turns and has something to say to Baruchy. And the Blue Jays are coming onto the field. And the Rays are coming onto the field.
But like every other
coming
game
onto
in
the
baseball,
field,
nothing
they're all
happens.
Walking out there, yes. Loitering onto
the
field.
Well, he was just explaining to you what happened. They were coming onto the field. Knows it.
And then they loitered around. They loitered. To see if somebody's going to come out in the field.
Punches.
Let's start throwing some haymakers and let's get it going.
Where's Ray Knight?
That's seriously.
So here was Kevin Kiermaier, whatever.
I didn't hurt at all. I didn't even feel it. You know, I had a feeling at I thought earlier in the game if they were going to do it, you know, maybe my first at bat, and then once that was over, I thought we turned the page.
Yeah, well, no, they did it in the ninth inning as the game was about to end. It was a blowout. With the
win, that's why
they
did it, because it was a blowout.
For sure. And with the win, the Rays and Kevin Cash in the playoffs for a third straight season.
Very special. So proud of the guys, the staff. This entire organization does such a good job. We're fortunate that we get to watch really good players go out and compete for 6 months.
Before they have to get rid of them.
The amazing thing is that Gerrit Cole and Giancarlo Stanton combined salary this year is almost the entire salary of the Rays.
Yeah, sure. And more than the Indians. I heard you say that before, right?
Yes, it's ridiculous.
It's pretty incredible.
That's
no
why
doubt.
Big boys better be stepping up, man.
Yeah, well, the Mets didn't step up last night for the Yankees. They lost to the Red Sox 12-5. Boston's won 7 in a row. The Mets have lost a million games here down the stretch. They are now 6 games under 500 for the year. Kyle Schwarber hit 2 home runs. They came in the first 2 innings off of Taijuan Walker, who did suffer the loss. Cardinals beat the Brewers 10-2. Notable because St. Louis has won 11 straight games. Brewers get the Mets over the weekend. Week 3 in the NFL tonight, Panthers-Texans. We'll have it for you right here on The Fan. This portion of the report brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Now, I know I wasn't going to do it, but I am going to play it because I feel like I've got people on Twitter. How do you tease something and then not play it? So if you want to just take your headsets out and not listen, I understand. This is the 12-year-old on TikTok. He's not 7 or 8. He's 12 years old. He had a still shot of the Jets right before Zach Wilson threw the interception on Sunday.
His first interception.
Right, and he was explaining what he sees on the film.
If there's one play that sums up the New York Jets, this one has to be it. This Patriots winning off the edge. This Jets lineman is probably holding. There's a Patriot charging up the middle at Zach with no blocking at all. This Jets dude is being pancaked on the ground. We have these two idiots staring at each other like, yo, what are we doing? I don't know, let's just stand here. We have 78 touching his own lineman. On top of that, we have two receivers with zero separation, and the cherry on top has to be Zach Wilson throwing this pick. And Corey Davis has no hops.
Now, the photo that CBS Sports Network, you know, stopped, they didn't stop it at the exact moment where the kid was describing it, but pretty damn close. And I understand your point, Boomer, but still, I'm sorry, funny.
So it was funny.
It was funny.
Pain, bro.
It was funny. I like the one where the two guys are holding their hands looking for someone to block.
These two idiots over here.
That was fun. And the guy who was pancaked onto the ground with his face into the turf. That's funny, can I tell you. Bucks wide receiver Antonio Brown has COVID, but he is vaccinated. Still unlikely that he plays against the Rams.
Like I always say, chest up, eyes up, prayed up.
Yeah, vaxxed up.
Chest up, eyes up, what? Prayed down?
Prayed up.
What?
And prayed up.
But like I always say, chest up, eyes up, prayed up.
It's pray down.
No, it's prayed up.
That's prayed out.
He says prayed up. I don't know what to tell you. It was a phrase of his. It was C U, was it? C U E U P U was his phrase. Chest up, eyes up, prayed
up. Like I always say, chest up, eyes up, prayed up.
Prayed
That's
up.
Prayed out.
No, it's him prayed up.
Say, well, let me hear it one time.
Oh, my God.
But like I always say, chest up, eyes up, prayed up.
Prayed up.
Yeah, it is.
Al?
Prayed up.
I hear prayed down. I don't know why.
Yeah, well.
What do you hear?
I hear prayed up.
God, I hear prayed down.
Prayed up. And then one more, and I get out of here. Lamar Jackson, he had that cool touchdown where he somersaulted into the end zone the other night in the win over the Chiefs. There were definitely some ramifications.
I'm kind of sore. I didn't want to tell Coach because Coach probably would have said something to me about flipping next time. So, I don't know. I'll probably do it again, though. It was pretty cool.
It was pretty cool.
Did you hear what Davante Adams said?
No.
So Davante Adams said he was watching that game, and he saw Lamar running with the football, and there's a thing of the when Lamar runs about how he makes people miss.
Mm.
And it was really caught the eye of Davante Adams. So he spent a lot of time watching film of Lamar Jackson going into the Monday night game. And he said, if Lamar can do that, I could do at least half of that.
Sure.
I'm half the athlete that he is.
Yeah.
So he actually took, I guess, stuff from watching Lamar and applied it to his own game.
Well, we'll see if it pays any dividends coming up
this weekend.
I thought
that was pretty cool when I saw that.
Yep, very cool. And just lastly, Andrew Wiggins of the Warriors has opted to not get vaccinated, which was something he told the team he very well might not do. San Francisco has the same deal as here in New York. The players from the hometown
so he's not playing
have to. Well, right now, they've got problems. They got to figure it out. So,
and what's going to happen with the Nets? Have we heard any more about
it? They're working on it. We're good. Don't worry. It'd be fine. They're going to win a championship.
So San Francisco has the same mandates that we have here.
Yes.
San Diego probably doesn't. That's why the Nets are practicing in La Jolla?
Yeah, I guess so. I suppose. I mean, they could have practiced in Jersey, too.
Yeah, I mean, it's basketball courts, basketball court, right?
I think they needed to go to La Jolla, other than it's gorgeous. So, hey, good for them.
Hey, good for you.
Hey, good for you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
There's some things in sports that, to me, are archaic. We should stop doing these things. And one of them is fining general managers for comments on other players. So you've got a guy in Ben Simmons who publicly has said, through somebody else, he's not playing for the 76ers ever again. He wants a trade. I'm out of here. I'm forcing myself out. So then media members of teams that you would think would be interested go to the general managers and they ask for quotes on, hey, you interested in Ben Simmons? He's going to get traded because he's never playing with the Sixers again. So then general managers end up answering those questions. And owners end up answering those questions. So Joe Lacob, of course, of the Golden State Warriors, he responds by saying, I think we're always looking at everything to see if we can improve our team. We would always look in some ways. He doesn't really fit what we're doing. He makes a lot of money. And can he finish games? I don't know. He's talented. The problem is we have Draymond. Draymond and him are very similar. Neither one really shoots, and they do all the playmaking. That's the issue. The salary structure is another. End quote. He got fined, Joe Lacob, $50,000 for that. $50,000 for being honest about Ben Simmons because he's under contract with another team, but he said that he's never playing for that team again. So the player could basically just say, screw you, the contract you paid me, the money that you're giving me, the organization, everybody can go screw, and then that player can get whatever he wants. But then if an owner or a general manager or another team answers a question honestly about that player, he gets fined $50,000. What a joke.
Well, you can't tamper. That's the whole thing. And you can't give the player an idea that maybe you would be interested. And then that really does give the player some leverage against the team that he's, you know, trying to get out of. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but he downplayed it. He said he wasn't going to go after him.
Yeah, I don't know.
He didn't say we're going to go after him. He said we're not.
I thought that the Nets general manager, you know, demanding that they're not going to trade Kyrie Irving to Philadelphia was more significant of a story yesterday.
What, me? Well, yeah, but did you really think that Sean Marks was going to trade Kyrie? I mean,
no, he's not
I know
the general
that,
manager. Kevin Durant is.
Well, Kevin Durant said,
well, no, you guys are not trading Kyrie.
That was the Stephen A. Smith story.
Well, I think there's truth to that.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. I really do. Look, Stephen A. bloviates as much as anybody does. I understand all that. And, I firmly believe that he believes that Kevin Durant is running that team. And, you know, it's the NBA. So, yeah, I believe that. I do believe that. And I do believe that the Nets would be more than happy to get rid of Kyrie Irving.
Man, I once you bring in Kevin Durant, though, you don't have an opinion anymore if you're Sean Marks. That's it.
But he doesn't. His opinion was we can get these guys, and if we want to get these guys, let's go get these guys. And we'll have to deal with the nonsense that the NBA, you know, has to deal with on a daily basis when we get these guys. But, you know, the fact that here's what you have to ask yourself.
Yeah.
Would the Nets legitimately try to trade Kyrie Irving out of here because of all the nonsense that they went through with him last year? I always say nonsense, but just all the stuff they went through with him last year. And then out of the blue, Kyrie says, if the Nets ever traded me, I would retire.
Retire, yep.
And then comes Stephen A. Smith saying that Kevin Durant went to the Nets and said, you're not getting rid of Kyrie because if you are, then I'm not signing my extension, essentially.
Yeah, I mean,
it kind of all makes sense to me, man.
Maybe I don't believe that Sean Marks had the intention of trading Kyrie Irving ever. I really don't believe that. I don't. I think when they brought those guys in, they wanted to harden Kyrie and Durant, that the idea is to sign them to long-term deals, all three of them, to keep them here and then chase championships.
Kyrie Irving went AWOL on the Nets?
You know how critical I've been of him. It's a different discussion. Yeah, but you signed a deal with the devil. You knew what you were getting in these guys, and now you got to deal with it.
Yeah.
You're telling me after one disappointing year that all of a sudden now that Sean Marks wants to get rid of Kyrie Irving, there's no way.
Well, you know,
Kevin Durant wouldn't be here without Kyrie Irving.
You said it yesterday.
Yeah.
You said that you believed that both Kevin Durant and James Harden want to win a championship. Then said that Kyrie Irving, basketball is not the most important thing to him. He's got other things in his life that he wants to accomplish.
What I think and what I think Sean Marks thinks are two different things. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Do you believe what Stephen A. Smith was ranting on and you know, bloviating on?
Not totally. Yeah, I don't know. Not it was the middle of the week, not a lot going on. It's like, let's go to the Nets and stir something up. I don't know. I'm not sure what to believe with those guys. I really have no idea. They just scream and yell and create headlines. I have no idea.
Yeah, but, you know, it all happened. Like, boom, 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 it all happened. And why haven't Kyrie Irving and James Harden signed their extensions? I don't understand that. Why wouldn't you just sign your extension? Here's your extension. Here's what it is. It's a hell of a lot of money. Sign it.
Yeah. I think that will happen. I think you'll see both of them sign it. I think Kyrie will be on the Nets this next year. I'm just curious about the vaccination thing with him. That's what's going to happen with that. Is it going to be another Andrew Wiggins situation?
But that's what I'm saying. Like, if you're Sean Marks, enough's enough already. I mean, you know, are you showing up to meetings? Are you showing up to practice? Or are we allowed to let you leave when you want to leave and you're having your issues? I mean, come on. What's going on here?
Yeah, I could see the Stephen A. Smith thing being like Sean Marks going to Kevin Durant and saying, hey, you tired of any of this? and then that being the conversation as opposed to we want to trade Kyrie, just to like feel him out. You know, you float something here or there. I'm going to float this, see what the reaction is. Maybe that was the extent of it.
So
but there's no
floater.
Way. Yeah, a little floater. I think maybe there was a bit of a float situation, but not like, hey, we're trading Kyrie. What do you think, Kevin? And him going, absolutely not. I'm vetoing this. I don't think that happened. I think that's way too dramatic.
I don't know, man. I think that those guys control the league and they control their teams. And you know, you're seeing what Ben Simmons is trying to do. And then you got Doc Rivers going on ESPN trying to make amends. And this all comes on the heels of what Doc Rivers said about Ben Simmons when asked after they lost that series last year as to whether or not Ben's is a point guard that can lead a championship team. And Doc Rivers wouldn't commit to that. And that's where it all started.
Sure. No,
and, you
absolutely.
Know, you hurt somebody's feelings in the NBA, you know what happens.
Oh, that's it. They want
all
out.
All hell breaks loose.
That's right. Get me out of here.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.